This is Pat.
Hi, my name is James and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions and your answers will remain confidential. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or for as a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. Thank you for letting me know that. Now, as you may know, every few people actually vote in primary elections, thinking ahead which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local office in Monroe County, like county commissions on Tuesday, August the 20th. You will say that you will definitely going to vote. You are very
yes.
Like to vote. Oh, definitely going to vote. Thank you for that. And which political party are you registered? Republican.
Republican.
Republican. Okay. What is your main racial background? African American, Asian, Asian American, Hispanic, White Caucasian.
White Caucasian.
White Caucasian. What is your age? Between 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over
66
75?
66 to 75.
66 to 75, okay. And generally speaking, will you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
In the right direction.
The right direction.
Yes.
Okay. Let me mark that down in here. Right direction, okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elect officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? For example, let me read you the answers. Hurricane and flooding preparation, taxes and county government spending, protecting the environment, property insurance cost, traffic and congestion, illegal immigration, overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, affordable housing, crime and public safety.
The cost of groceries and gas.
Sorry, can you repeat it again? The gas and groceries.
Yep.
Okay, let me mark that down as your answer. Now, in this case, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you don't have an opinion as well, let me know. Or if you never hear of the person, you can indicate that as well, okay? Let's go ahead.
Okay.
For example, let's start with Joe Biden.
Negative.
Unfavorable. Unfavorable. Now, Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Favorable. Melissa Tomei.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. Okay. Paul Wunderlich.
Never heard of him.
Rick Ramsey.
Favorable.
Favorable. Holly Merrill Rashine.
Favorable.
Favorable. Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Favorable. Thank you for that. And thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates for whom you will vote: Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate; Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate; or Holly Merrill Rashine, a Republican candidate.
Holly Rashine.
Shine. Okay. Rashine. Let me go ahead and mark that down here. And would you say you are definitely going? Sorry. And will you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Holy Mary Rothschild, a Republican candidate?
Yes.
Definitely. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holy Mary Rothschild is doing as your county commission? Let me give you the answers. Strongly approve. Somewhat approve. Somewhat disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. 1 second. Let me mark the down in here. The system is loading. 1 second. Perfect. Now, all the other things being equal, which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the elections for Monroe County Commission? Let me give you the answer. A candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elect of office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government?
The first one.
The first one. Thank you for your answer. Now, do you think Monroe County is growing and developing, for example, too fast, too slowly, about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. Now, which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commissions? Let me read you the answer. A candidate position on future development in Monroe County. A candidate position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime.
That one.
The first one or the second one?
The second one.
The second one, okay. Now, do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier, along with 86 units of workforce housing? Would you say strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Strongly favor.
Okay, now, as you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging trauma-sore helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowners. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Let me read you the answers. With the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of the being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property taxes rates in Florida, or the other one will be. During these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordable crisis gets better.
The second one.
The second one. Thank you for that answer. Now, if you knew the following statements about Holy Mary Rothschild, were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holy Mary Rothschild in the primary election for Monroe County commissions? If each will make no difference, you can indicate as well that, okay? Now, let me tell you the answers. For example, with high housing costs and a lack of opinions for so many, Holy Mary Rothschild supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat more likely.
More likely. 1 second. Let me go ahead and mark down the answer in here. 1 second. The system is loading. 1 second, the system is loading. Okay, perfect. Now, the other one will be Holy Mary Rothschild is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey, because Rashin has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference? Which one would you select?
Very much likely.
Very much likely. Okay. Now, Holly Rashin understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rashin has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef, and Everglades restoration, and protect commercial fishermen because so many depends on these natural resources for their livelihood. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Now, Holy Mary Rashin is a career politician whose campaign is being found by big developers and special interest lobbyists. Rashin has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pep over every inch of the keys and harm our quality life. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference for you?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Now, during these tough times, Holy Mary Rashin voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle class homeowners. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference for you?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay, let me go ahead. Much less likely. Let me go ahead and mark that down in here. Now, much less likely. Now, Holy Mary Rashin is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayers' dollars and creating a conflict of interest. Would you say much likely, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference. Now, Holy Mary Rashin has worked to support Monroe County's tourist industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and long-time residents. Rashin has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality application. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Now, Holy Mary Rashin believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life. You will say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference. Let me mark that down in here. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Monroe County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates for whom you will vote: Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate; Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate; Holy Mary Rashin, a Republican candidate.
Holly, I'll vote for Holly.
You will vote for Holly, okay. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Holy Mary Rashin, a Republican candidate?
Yes.
Definitely. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Monroe County? 5 years or less?
22,
Yes? Yes, I'll
22 tell years.
Okay, more than 22 years. Okay. Thank you for that. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Okay, let me mark that down here. Conservative. Now, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate or 2 years degree, college graduate with a bachelor or 4 years degree, postgraduate degree.
A bachelor with 4 years degree.
4 years degree, okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Wish you a really good rest of your day and take care, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.